We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 45 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. Peter Hoffman and Brian Rascona, they on the other side of the glass and the 1-877-337-6666, and that'll be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Continuing our information and instructions. Slight shocks have been felt in this area. If possible, leave the city.
We're all doomed, you know. The whole silly, drunken, pathetic lot of us. We haven't got a chance.
Why does the sun go on shining?
The Mets have had a lot of tough losses this year. This was one of the worst. The Mets had a 3-0 lead going to the eighth. Zach Wheeler pitched brilliantly, but then the bullpen came in. And Polanco grounds one through the hole, a base hit. That brings in Diaz. Three straight hits to start the ninth inning.
I think that was the first mistake when Familia came in.
And Mercer takes ball four, and the bases are loaded. And here comes Callaway. Swarzak has not been throwing for very long in the bullpen, but he's coming in this game.
I thought Swarzak probably had a better option to get out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam with the game on the line with a one-run lead.
Don't they know it's the end of the world, 'cause you
Swarzak comes in with what looked like minimal warm-up pitches.
Yeah, he couldn't have had more than a dozen out there.
And he promptly dumps the first pitch into right field for a base hit. Dickerson is in. Here comes Polanco. And the Pirates have the lead.
Swarzak came in and he threw 9 strikes in a row. And we didn't have many outs, to show for those strikes that we threw.
Now Skies went to center. That should bring in another run. As Mercer tags at third, he can walk on in with the fourth run of the inning.
Why do these eyes of mine cry?
So that is when you wanted really to make the move.
If you set that precedent, it'll be tough in the long run. But, we tried to get through it.
Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said good.
Just wondering, what's the point?
And of course, it is not really the end of the world, only the end of the season. So there was Castaway. There he was in the dugout, eyes wide shut, spitting out the seeds of defeat, looking for the positive, always looking to learn from losing. Castaway probably saw the positive when Familia got ahead in the count at 0-2 on the first two batters in the top of the ninth inning. Castaway says he won't have Familia work Friday's game with Miami after throwing 46 pitches the last two nights. Castaway didn't have Swarzak warming up, not at all, since he was so apparently intense waiting for Familia to get somebody out last night. Swarzak may not have been warm coming into the game, but he was certainly toasted when leaving. Castaway had Swarzak pitch to Harrison, hoping Cabrera might offer a consolation hug after getting him out, and no doubt figured if he didn't get him out, and he didn't, he would get the pitcher for the final out, which he did, leaving the Metropolitans only 2 runs down in another lost cause, in another season going, going, and gone. And when it comes to the front office, of course, nothing but the best for Sandy Alderson in his battle with cancer. This we know about him, the person he's been and the person he is. He will give cancer as big a battle, as big a fight, as humanly possible. The Mets, well, they're going to move on. And they move with cane and crutches, limping to the end of the horror that is, has been, and probably will be for the rest of the season. John Rico, he's behind door number one. J.P. Ricciardi behind door number two. And Omar Minaya behind door number three. So, who makes the final decision? Imagine, for the sake of conversation, and maybe to oversimplify, imagine Rico coming up with a player to get. Imagine Ricciardi coming up with a player to get. Imagine Minaya coming up with a player to get. So who, again, makes the final decision? Jeff Wilpon. Rico has been the surrogate son of Alderson, with Ricciardi making GM money, only adding to the misery with his input. And Omar, the one who knows from talent and development, will try to do just that to the farm system. In the meantime, we're all still watching the unwatchables, rubbernecking the sick, the sorry, and the sad, with Mickey Castaway telling us this is so much, well, it's so much of a learning process. And we learn so much from losing, don't we? And what we have learned is Callaway should be Castaway. We do have a memo for Jeff Wilpon-Zee. Here is what we would like to say to you, Jeff. Keep the toy. We know you don't want to sell, and you're not going to sell, you and your dad. So, of course, we want to see both Wilpons hold on to the toy. But do everybody, including yourselves, the biggest favor of them all. Keep your toy, but step aside. Hire somebody as president of baseball operations. Let him hire a general manager, and let him hire a manager with the aforementioned Rico and the aforementioned Ricciardi, getting the new president and getting the new GM coffee, if coffee is needed, as they work on a plan to turn everything around. There are a number of people who inspire, and one of them is Stu from the Jersey Shore. Stu from the Jersey Shore has, over the years, sent me a number of emails. He is a huge Metropolitan fan, and he has decided to try and find a smile with all the frowns. This is what he sent me. It's called From Bad to Worse. It's not looking good for my New York Mets. The seats only get filled when we bring our pets. Could it be that our fates are sealed? Restaurants are the only attraction at Citi Field. The injury list goes from bad to worse. We should replace our bench coach with a full-time nurse. It's just not that easy trying to remain calm when you have one player by the name of Jacob DeGrom. He pitches with grit and ready for bear. But our offense is gone just like his hair. Sometimes I can't watch, and I do feel some guilt. And you won't find in the house that the Wilpons built. I am encouraged by Conforto and Brandon Nimmo, but I would not go to a game if you provided me a limo. They may be grinding pepper, but we have no juice, and it's not hip to be in the outfield with the gimpy Jay Bruce. We will trade our best. This could be tricky. So when I go to the beach, just slip me a Mickey. There is only rhyme with these New York Metropolitans, as you just heard from Stu from the Jersey Shore. There is only rhyme, no reason at all, with the New York Metropolitans. Not in 2018. And I don't want to trade Jacob deGrom. I've made that clear, my 2 cents worth. And of course, if he was going to be traded, maybe the only single team in all of Major League Baseball that might satisfy most Metropolitan fans, if he was going to be traded, if the great Jacob deGrom was going to be traded, just think what it might be like if he was traded to the Boston Red Sox.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.